Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, where we demystify the journey of your doctoral studies and equip you with tools to not just survive, but thrive. Whether you're sipping your morning coffee or winding down after a long day of research, I'm here to keep you company and share insights that make a tangible difference in your academic endeavors. Today, we're diving into a topic that is pivotal, yet often overlooked in the academic world: effective communication strategies for academic collaborations. As scholars, we find ourselves frequently crossing paths with diverse teams. These interactions can range from working with fellow researchers across the globe to engaging with multidisciplinary teams. Each scenario demands a nuanced approach to communication that respects and harnesses the diversity of expertise, cultural backgrounds, and even time zones. Understanding how to communicate effectively in these settings is not just beneficial, it's essential. It can be the difference between a project that stumbles out of the gate and one that crosses the finish line with results that are both robust and respected. Today's discussion is geared towards helping you build those bridges effectively, ensuring your collaborative efforts are as successful as they are scholarly. So, buckle up as we explore key strategies that will help you navigate the complex yet rewarding world of academic collaborations. From initiating contact with potential collaborators to maintaining an effective dialogue and ensuring mutual understanding and respect, we're covering all you need to know to enhance your communication prowess in the academic sphere. Let's get started. Setting the stage for successful communication in academic collaborations begins with a clear understanding of the different ways we express ourselves. Recognizing and adapting to various communication styles, be it assertive, passive, aggressive, or passive-aggressive, is pivotal. Each style has its unique dynamics, and knowing how to navigate these can significantly enhance collaborative efforts. Assertive communication is direct yet respectful, making it ideal for collaborations. It allows you to express your ideas and needs clearly without overshadowing others' contributions. On the other hand, a passive style might mean your brilliant ideas get less airtime, which can be a disadvantage in a collaborative setting. Aggressive communication might push your ideas forward, but can alienate team members and stifle the collaborative spirit. Lastly, the passive-aggressive style can create an environment of confusion and resentment, as true intentions and feelings are masked behind indirect expressions. By understanding these styles, you can more effectively engage with peers, adapting your approach to foster a more inclusive and productive dialogue. Next, establishing clear objectives at the outset of any collaborative project is crucial. When each member of the team understands the common goals, it directs the communication flow towards constructive discussions and minimizes the scope for misunderstandings. Think of it as setting the coordinates in your navigational app. Knowing exactly where you want to go helps in choosing the best route. Similarly, clear mutual goals act as a roadmap for your project's journey, keeping everyone aligned and focused. Lastly, cultural sensitivity is indispensable, especially in today's global academic landscape. Being culturally aware and respectful not only enriches collaborations, but also bridges gaps that might exist due to differing norms and expectations. Before diving into collaboration, take time to learn about the cultural backgrounds of your team members. Simple gestures like learning how to pronounce names correctly can go a long way in showing respect and building trust. Listen actively and consider all perspectives, as this can lead to more innovative solutions and a richer understanding of the subject at hand. Different cultures have different norms around communication. For instance, some cultures value directness and clarity, while others may prefer more nuanced and indirect expressions. Adapting your communication style to fit the cultural context of your team members can prevent misunderstandings and foster a more harmonious working environment. By focusing on these aspects, understanding communication styles, setting clear objectives, and practicing cultural sensitivity, you can lay a strong foundation for successful and rewarding academic collaborations. These strategies ensure that all participants feel valued and heard, leading to more effective and enjoyable partnerships. In any successful academic collaboration, maintaining open lines of communication is essential. And one of the most effective ways to do this is through regular updates and meetings. Whether these are virtual or face-to-face, they serve as a cornerstone for keeping everyone on the same page. But having these meetings is just the beginning. Conducting them efficiently and effectively is key. Let's talk about making the most of these interactions. Meetings should be structured yet flexible. Start by setting a clear agenda. This guides the conversation and ensures all critical points are covered. Keep the time in mind. Long, drawn-out meetings can drain energy and reduce focus. Instead, aim for shorter, more frequent interactions that keep the team engaged and allow for quick adjustments to any changes in the project. Encourage everyone to come prepared, perhaps by sharing key points or questions beforehand, which can lead to more productive discussions. Now, on to active listening. This is not just about hearing words, but really understanding the underlying messages and emotions. Active listening involves fully concentrating, understanding, responding, and then remembering what is being said. Techniques like reflective listening, where you paraphrase or summarize what someone has said to confirm understanding, can be incredibly effective. It shows you are paying attention and care about the input, which builds trust among team members. Asking clarifying questions is another crucial part of active listening. These questions not only clear up any confusion, but also encourage the speaker to expand on their thoughts. This can uncover valuable insights and ideas that might otherwise remain unspoken. Remember, a simple, "Could you elaborate on that?" can open the door to deeper understanding and innovation. Feedback mechanisms are the third pillar of our core communication strategies. Giving and receiving constructive feedback is a skill that enhances any collaborative effort. When feedback is done right, it fosters an environment of mutual respect and continuous improvement. Here's how to approach this. When giving feedback, focus on being constructive rather than critical. Start with what works well before moving on to areas for improvement. Be specific and provide examples. Vague comments can lead to confusion and frustration. Also, make it a two-way street. Encourage feedback on your own contributions as well. Receiving feedback can be just as challenging as giving it. Approach it with an open mind and a willingness to learn and grow. Resist the urge to defend your work. Instead, listen thoughtfully and determine how the feedback can help improve your output or the project overall. It's about building a culture where feedback is seen as a tool for growth, not criticism. To sum up, core communication strategies like regular updates and meetings, active listening, and effective feedback mechanisms are not just about keeping everyone informed, they are about creating a collaborative environment where every participant feels valued and heard. By investing in these strategies, you not only enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of your academic partnerships, but also build a foundation of trust and respect that can lead to truly groundbreaking work. Let's keep these channels open and make every collaborative effort a success. In today's digital age, the tools and technologies we use can greatly enhance our collaborative efforts. Choosing the right platforms for communication and project management can make a significant difference in how smoothly and successfully a project progresses. Let's dive into some of the options available and how to select the best ones for your needs. Starting with communication platforms, tools like Slack, Zoom, and Microsoft Teams have become staples in the academic community. Slack is fantastic for quick, ongoing conversations and integrates well with other software. It's particularly useful for teams that require continuous dialogue and instant feedback. Zoom, on the other hand, is indispensable for virtual meetings, offering robust features for video conferencing that make it feel like everyone's in the same room, even when they're continents apart. Microsoft Teams combines aspects of both Slack and Zoom, providing a comprehensive suite for messaging, video calls, and file sharing, all within one platform. Choosing the right tool often depends on the specific needs of your project. For instance, if real-time communication is crucial, Slack might be your go-to. If your collaboration involves frequent virtual meetings, Zoom could be more appropriate. And if you need an all-in-one solution that includes extensive file sharing and integration with other Microsoft Office tools, then Microsoft Teams could be the best fit. Switching gears to project management tools, keeping track of everyone's tasks and deadlines is key. This is where tools like Trello, Asana, or Microsoft Planner come into play. Trello uses a card-based system that's great for visualizing tasks and workflows. It's user-friendly and makes monitoring progress straightforward and intuitive. Asana is a bit more robust, suitable for larger projects that require detailed timelines and task dependencies. It allows team members to track their duties, deadlines, and the overall progress of projects. Microsoft Planner, a part of the Office suite, integrates well if your team is already using other Microsoft products, providing seamless management of tasks alongside your documents and communications. When selecting a project management tool, consider the scale of your project and the level of detail needed. Trello might be perfect for smaller, less complex projects, while Asana can handle more detailed and layered tasks. Planner's integration with other Microsoft tools makes it ideal for those already entrenched in that ecosystem. Incorporating these tools into your academic collaborations not only keeps projects organized and on track, but also ensures that communication remains fluid and comprehensive, supporting a successful collaborative outcome. In the realm of academic research, effective communication can be the linchpin of success. Let's delve into a real-life example that illustrates just how transformative good communication practices can be in achieving collaborative success. Consider the story of a multidisciplinary team composed of researchers from psychology, computer science, and linguistics, who came together to develop an AI tool that could analyze emotional tone in written texts. Despite their differing backgrounds, the team managed to navigate their project toward success through exemplary communication strategies. From the outset, the team set up a structured communication routine using Microsoft Teams. This allowed them to share updates, discuss challenges, and brainstorm solutions in real time. They held weekly video calls on Zoom, where each member presented their progress and received immediate feedback. The transparency and regularity of these meetings ensured that everyone was aligned with the project's goals and timelines. One key communication strategy they employed was the use of non-technical language during discussions. This was crucial because it allowed members from different fields to understand each other without getting bogged down by jargon. They also designated a jargon buster, a role that involved clarifying any technical terms that were unclear to members outside that specialty. This role rotated among team members, which helped build a shared understanding and appreciation of each discipline's contributions. Active listening played a significant role in their meetings. Team members practiced reflective listening, where they would repeat back what was said to them in their own words, ensuring that there was no miscommunication about what was being discussed. They also made it a point to ask clarifying questions about anything that wasn't clear right away, which helped in uncovering hidden assumptions and aligning their understanding. Feedback was another cornerstone of their success. The team established a culture where constructive feedback was encouraged and valued. They used a simple feedback model: comment first on what worked well, then suggest areas for improvement, and finally propose actionable steps. This method not only fostered a positive atmosphere, but also made the feedback process highly effective in refining their project. The result of these concerted efforts was not just the successful development of the AI tool, but also several high-impact research papers co-authored by the team members. Their collaboration was highlighted in academic circles as a model of interdisciplinary teamwork and effective communication. Key takeaways from this case study include the importance of establishing regular and structured communication, using accessible language, practicing active listening, and fostering a positive feedback culture. These tactics not only facilitated their immediate project success, but also set a foundation for ongoing collaborative relationships among the team members. This case vividly demonstrates that when communication flourishes, so does collaboration, leading to outcomes that are as rewarding as they are impactful. As we wrap up today's conversation, let's quickly recap the key strategies for successful communication in academic collaborations. We talked about the importance of understanding different communication styles, from assertive to passive aggressive, and how adapting to these styles can enhance teamwork. We also discussed setting clear objectives at the start of your projects, which guides the communication process and prevents misunderstandings. We explored the necessity of regular meetings, whether they're virtual or face-to-face, to keep the lines of communication open and ensure everyone is on the same page. Active listening was another major point. By engaging fully with your colleagues and showing genuine interest in their ideas, you create an environment where everyone feels valued and heard. And of course, we covered the critical role of feedback in fostering an atmosphere of mutual respect and continuous improvement. Implementing effective feedback mechanisms can make a significant difference in the success of your collaborative efforts. Now, I encourage you to take these strategies and apply them in your next academic collaboration. See how they can change the dynamics of your team and lead to more successful outcomes. Thank you all for tuning into Dissertation in 90 Days. It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you. For more tips and resources, don't forget to follow us on our social media channels. And make sure to tune in to our next episode, where we'll delve into the world of managing stress and maintaining wellness during your PhD journey. Until next time, keep striving, keep communicating, and most importantly, keep learning. Goodbye for now.